How do I warm it up?
Put it in a different cup. So, because, I mean, unless you want to see fireworks happen.
Tonight on Kitchen Counter, why the dishwasher is always fucking full?
Because we like to put metallic objects into the microwave. Just for fun and frolic and fireworks. I'm not a huge fan of the microwave, but I am a fan of expediting the process of reheating things. So, I guess you could say I am a fan of the microwave.
Ideologically, you wish you didn't like them so much, but good God, are they convenient.
You know, for a long time I've heard that it's alien technology. Have you heard about that? That microwaves are alien technology?
Yeah, I heard you.
Yeah, I'm asking you, have you heard about it?
No,
and if
please,
you have, what have you heard?
Please extrapolate on this. Sure to be just mind-blowing concept.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
Do they use Jewish space lasers?
What? Are you releasing some unknown technology to me?
Yeah.
Jewish space lasers?
You know it.
My last name isn't Dvorak, and I am not a Jew.
Dvorak is not a Jewish name. It is Czech, fool.
Yes, but I am not also these and also that. But you know about Jewish space lasers? I mean, because your mom's Jewish?
No, because that lady in Congress tells everybody about it.
Whoa, I need to pay more attention to Congress.
This is why you follow politics, man. Shit's better than Days of Our Lives.
Whoa. There's a lady in Congress who talks about Jewish space lasers?
Yeah, that's how they started the fires in California. PG&E.
No, this is 5G stuff. It's happening through the fucking power lines. It's not Jewish space lasers.
Well, which G?
Dum-dums.
Which G does the microwave use? Is it just like G?
The ultimate of the OGs.
OGs.
See? You
I
know.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it makes sense when you say it out loud. It's one of those things. Yeah. So, okay. Do we really want to talk about this? It's not space lasers or Jew lasers or... whatever.
Whoa,
it's
whoa,
not.
Whoa,
I don't know what your people are talking about in Congress.
People. Congress?
I don't know.
You don't know.
What I'm saying is. This all started about Groundhog Day. Okay?
Okay. That's it.
The sound of the Keurig is the Groundhog Day sound.
It's pretty much always a go.
Until it's like, they scale me. And it's like, no. And next time.
I think if we both think about it enough, it'll just work itself out.
The AI in the Keurig is going to figure out how to descale itself?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think...
this is the future, Mandy.
We're living in it.
Duh.
They're like, would you like a smarter refrigerator where you can program all your stuff? You're like, no, we're just going to beat it into what we have to learn how to do it the way we want it without your help. Like you would any other thing in the world. You would just, you know, program it. In an environment to do what you want to do. So I'm not going to descale my Keurig because it's going to figure out how to descale itself.
Nice.
On purpose alone.
Science.
Just like you're eventually going to stop picking up my dog's shit because she's going to learn how to pick it up.
That
herself.
Would be very nice because... I'm the only person who's learned how to pick it up.
Yeah, and just
point.
Like I'm going to stop picking up my cat shit because they're also going to not only pick up their own shit, but order litter off the internet.
Christ. Yeah, and get little freaking remote cat jobs.
I mean, like, one person quits their job in this cycle, the whole thing falls apart. What is going on here? We need more robots. Just kidding. That is not the solution. I don't even want to joke about that. But it's funny. But it's not. But it is.
Or breakfast sandwiches.
I'm trying to talk serious about robots and Groundhog Day and serious stuff, and you just are like, breakfast sandwiches. That is just so like you.
You find out a lot about the day when you try to go get breakfast sandwiches.
You know what you find out about the day?
What do about find out about day me?
Tell me, eh?
You can find out things like a broken window.
Croissants aren't everywhere.
Close at 10:30. We don't even go to sleep till then. What? Close at 10:30.
No breakfast. No. Okay. Let's admit our disgusting, pop in here occasionally. We wanted McDonald's breakfast because McDonald's supposedly is like full on
all day with the breakfast.
All day with the breakfast. But COVID came in and stepped in and ruined everybody's schedule, even the full on daytime breakfast at Mickey D. So they went back to 10:30. 10:30. What a weird time. 10:30.
It's and it just a immediately half hour. Goes from breakfast to lunch.
No more. Brunch. Yeah, you can have bacon, but only on a burger. The eggs are put away for the day.
they don't even cook after the
There 10 are o'clock. No more biscuits, no more muffins.
What's that back there? I see biscuit with muffin.
We are putting them away. You don't see that. Ignore the biscuits behind the counter.
I always do.
Ugh. So then Brenda in the back is like, fucking just Brenda. Like, no, Brenda wanted a biscuit all morning. She is starving. She has been serving biscuits. She
they
wants...
wouldn't let her have one because it's Mm-mm. past 10:30.
What and she has to put them away and clock out and be clocked out just before 11. Before
shuts,
11.
Shuts the little door till tomorrow with the stale biscuits. One little sullen tear rolls down Brenda's eye. Because all she wanted was fucking biscuit. And
you know
they
what?
Take biscuit right from her dead hand. Because it's 10:30.
Do you want to hear the sad story about Brenda further?
No.
Oh, I tell you anyway.
Okay.
Okay, so she saw these biscuits people like buy not eat. And then what? She, yeah, fresh toss. Oh. She tried to take trash in
Did
her bag.
The biscuit over there?
But they were like, no. She put it back in her bag. In the back.
Multiple bag.
Bag. In the back.
It's legal.
She think. Babe. Drop. Pick up. Fuck. No. The Mickey McDonald's say, you steal? We want to take your job.
Gluten.
We want to go take your paycheck from the time. And then she bought her own pants.
For job.
But they said, I take
pants.
Them to choose to. We give them to person who's not trash digger.
We give them to person who's not you.
Not trash digger, they say.
Strong words.
Yeah. So Brenda Now seen in community as trash digging no pants. Trash digging no pants. Not Brenda.
All she wants is biscuit. 10:30 fucked.
25 fucked.
Fucked.